So today is the first day of the truce after that 7 weeks of bombardment, 7 weeks of non-sleeping, 7 weeks of the violence that we never ever imagined in our lives that we would ever see. These 7 weeks were the longest, the heaviest, the hardest, the unimaginable 7 weeks. Today, the first day of the truce, people were everywhere in the streets. It was really traffic. People were encouraged to be in the streets. Thousands of them were in the streets for the first time. Thousands of people who fled to Norway schools or other shelters, especially who live in eastern part of Khan Yunis and eastern part of Rafah, east of part of the middle area. Most of them go back today to check their houses, if it's still there, if they get any of their needs from there. It was weird feeling in the streets, how people are reacting. If you look to their faces, you cannot understand it. You can see people who are a bit happy, they are alive at least. Other people who have this time as an opportunity to feel sad and sorrow for what they lose, for their loved ones. It's a case by case for everyone here. You cannot understand the general situation because there is no general situation here. It's a case by case. Everyone have his own story, his own way of thinking, his own loss. Thousands of people also were trying to go back north. The Israeli forces have prevented them. The Israeli forces prevented everyone to cross Salah Ad-Din Street. While everyone was hoping at least to go to check, because even I personally wanted to know if my house still there, my parents' house still there, if we have anything remaining there. Unfortunately, I couldn't. That's why I say it's really weird feeling from the people here around us. If you look to the people's face, you can see that people still have hope. Maybe they are looking for this as an opportunity for a longer truce to reach a ceasefire. Also, in any part of the day was an NRC to do an assessment, to interfere, to serve and help displaced people, but it's more than impossible, not only for us, even for all the humanitarian actors combined together to serve more than 1 million people who have been displaced. And even people who haven't been displaced, also they are in need. And it's more than impossible to serve all of these needs, it's more than impossible to cover the needs of all the people in the south in 4 days. And I don't think if we combine all the humanitarian actors, either UN or international organization or local together, can manage to serve all people in need. Also, the amount of trucks that coming from Rafah are not enough to cover a small percentage of the need. But we are trying. We will keep trying to do our best to serve people in need, and because this is why we are here. That's what giving us a reason to stay. I really wish this truce will extend to a ceasefire. And this is the hope of all Palestinians who are trapped in Gaza under this unimaginable situation. So it might be a hope, and it might lead for something in the horizon. Hopefully, we will reach a ceasefire. And I had a really, really weird feeling, but I feel I was in need for that feeling. I moved while I have the feeling of safety while I was driving in Gaza, going from a place to place without the fear of getting bombed. So hopefully it's a beginning for something bigger.